everyone. It's Sarah Lusher here. I hope you're all well. It's lovely to be able to bring you this August 2021 issue of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. In this month's edition, we hear about Great Yarmouth's hidden gem, Norfolk boats that inspired a business, the loneliest job in Norfolk, and the man at the helm of the Raynham estate. There are all our regular features and contributors too. Your readers this month are Kim Cleave, Kevin Ford, John Francis and Caroline Aldry. To begin, let's hear from Dominic Castle, editor of the print edition of the Norfolk magazine.
There's a whiff of the salty air about this issue, something of the sea and the sand. Like most people, I love to visit any of Norfolk's 80 miles of coastline, though usually off-season as some parts can get very lively in summer, especially since the current unpleasantness has largely curbed foreign holiday ambitions. But despite enjoying most aspects of the sea, I am no great sailor. I will fess up here and admit that I was offered the chance to join Zoe Dunford to write a feature on one of the traditional Norfolk craft she skippers out of Wells next to the sea. But I sidestepped the offer and asked Serena Shaw's, right name for the job, eh, to do it for me instead. And a very fine read it is, too. You see, I get a little queasy aboard most boats. In fact, not just boats. I remember once crossing the channel on the hovercraft, which, back in the day, was a fun way to visit La Belle France, as long as it was calm, taking just a snappy 30 minutes to get over on calm seas. On this occasion, on the outward bound voyage, all was well. The return leg, though, was a seaborne hell as the roaring beast bucked heavy seas and strong headwinds, taking an hour and a half to make the sanctuary of the hoverport. I stumbled to the car, moaning softly for water and a priest, and was driven home by a steely-stomached Mrs. C, who quails before no storm. I did a little better on a Mediterranean cruise some years ago, probably because the ship was the size of Holcombe Hall and not prone to much unsettling movement at all. Same with the catamaran, which used to pelt between East Anglia and the Hook of Holland, which was as stable as a blacksmith's anvil, at least on summer crossings. Back on dry land, I find the peace and space of places like Scolthead absolutely wonderful, as does Neil Lawton, the subject of another of our coastal pieces this issue. Neil is Scolthead's wildlife warden, and every spring and summer for the last quarter of a century, he's kept a lonely vigil out there, often going for days without seeing another soul. Sometimes it has enormous appeal. And still on dry land, I was delighted at the news that Great Yarmouth's winter gardens are to be saved. When I was a cub reporter in the town in the early 80s, this grand dame was already looking a bit down at heel, but she still had style. Really looking forward to seeing her sparkle again.